This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have something to say? Dial us 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right. Put the mic on. 306, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Look, while we're all killing Boone, and let's be fair, if you're actually listening, as am I, just not for the big one that all of you want to kill him for. But I mentioned the Jazz one. I forgot another one. Wells in the eighth inning. You have got to pinch hit Rice in that spot. You get Volpe, obviously comes through with the hit against Crochet. Which, we'll talk about Anthony Volpe. Let's be honest. The only run in the game, two hits. He forces Chapman to kind of lose it and gets to second base. He made every single play. Anthony Volpe's the best player on the Yankees today, outside of Max Fried, obviously. And Judge came through with two big hits, and so did Goldschmidt. But Volpe hits the home run. Volpe's the best offensive player on the team today, if you can imagine that. But in the eighth inning, with one out, Volpe gets the hit. He gets to second base, and Wells is up there. Was it before Wells? I think it was before Wells, right? I can't remember now if he got the second base before or after Wells struck out.
It was after the Wells.
Chapman was the one who had the three disengagements.
Right. I'm sorry. You're right. Crochet was up. You're right. So it was still
Wells
Crochet.
Came up, yep. Volpe on first, one out.
Right.
And he ended up being Crochet's last batter.
Correct. Right, so he's Crochet's last batter. He faces him in to face that one lefty. I know it's lefty on lefty against Crochet. I get it. But the reason Wells was in the game is not because he's the better hitter. He was strictly in the game for defense, and particularly, he had to slow the run game down, or at least attempt to slow the run game down. But mainly, he's because Max Fried has made every start but one with Wells behind the plate. You started because you wanted your ace to be comfortable with his battery mate. That's why Wells started, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. I have no problem not playing Rice. It sucks, but unfortunately, that's why the Red Sox were a tough matchup, because Crochet forces this. It's why it's a tough matchup. But you got to play Wells. I get it. I can't imagine anyone really having a problem with allowing the ace starting pitcher to have his guy behind the plate. That's just too important to mess around with. But in that spot, one out, runner on first, Wells is already 0-for-2 in that spot. Fried is out of the game. I don't care. I'm down a run. I need to score. I can't worry about controlling the run game or having my best defensive catcher. You have Ascara on the bench anyway. If you really feel like you want to just go let Rice get the hit and then bring in probably a pinch runner, right? If Rice gets the hit, you bring in a pinch runner and then You can go to Ascara as your catcher. So that's why that's the other thing too. That's you put Ascara on the roster. That's exactly why you have Ascara on the roster. You can pinch hit well. You pinch hit Rice there, who's just the better bat, period, and give yourself a chance to get a hit. Now, does it mean he gets a hit against Crochet, you know, pinch hitting in the eighth? No, it's a tough at bat for a lefty. But still, you got to give yourself the best chance. Rice is the better hitter. He absolutely should have pinch hit. Absolutely should have pinch hit. That was a mistake. He should have pinch hit for Wills. That's another mistake. I think Boone made two critical mistakes. He should have pinch hit for Wells with Rice, and he absolutely should have left Jazz out of the game. He should have left Rosario in the game so that in the ninth inning against Chapman, you have a right-handed hitter again up after Stanton instead of two lefties to get him out of the inning. Two critical mistakes from Aaron Boone. Not saying there weren't. Two critical mistakes. My only point is when I put a relief pitcher in a position to get two outs against the bottom of the lineup with one out already, like, what that's a spot Weaver has to come through on. It just, he does. Whatever you think about the thought process, whoever they should have stuck with, he's not going past seven, and Weaver needs to get that out, those outs. Bottom line. That's how I feel. And I did see enough where I really felt that Fried lost the right side of the plate, the left side of the plate against right-handed hitters. He tried to hit the cutter there over and over again, and we saw non-competitive pitches in the fifth and sixth with it. Non-competitive. And he had a runner on in every inning from the third. And that's not to say he couldn't get out of a jam or didn't pitch great. He pitched great. But in that moment, all they're going to do is go batter to batter. And to just assume he's going to have a clean inning when he's put a runner on in every inning since the third, I can't do that. And I don't want to put my bullpen in a position in a one-run game to have a runner on base already when they come in. That's how I feel about it. Honestly, that's how I feel about it. That's worst case scenario is Weaver coming in with a runner on. Worst case scenario is Cruz coming in with a runner on. Whoever pitcher they decide to go to. Because we agree, there's no Mariano Rivera out there. We all agree. There is no shutdown bullpen. It's a scary bullpen. It's going to be a scary bullpen all the way to the World Series. You're going to have to trust Weaver to win a World Series, and that's all we really care about. And I know we got to win this game to get to the World Series, but you're going to need Weaver. I'd rather have him come in with nobody on than to have him come in with a runner on, and it's hard to assume there won't be a runner when he's put one on every inning since the third. That's my only point, man. It's my only point. Let's go to Sean in Yapank. What's up, Sean?
Yo, what's going on, dude? First time caller.
Thank you for calling, Sean.
Well, okay. So, dude, I was going to ask you why they didn't pinch hit Rice for Wells in that situation with Volpe on, but you already hammered that one down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. But I saw maybe one more opportunity where they could have went with Rice, but maybe not because righty-lefty. When they brought in Chapman, they could have perhaps went for Rice over Caballero and then, you know, obviously threw McMahon in there and took Caballero, you know, took Rice out after the at-bat. You get the defense at third. However, you know, I mean, Caballero's been pretty good. So
You could pinch hit him there. It is a right-handed hitter. The pinch hitting for Wells is that it's lefty for lefty. You don't feel good about that matchup anyway.
Exactly. Regardless, Wells is already okay.
You don't want to take out a right-handed pitcher against Chapman. Face Wells.
But you're hoping kind of for the long ball there, if you're doing any of that. Right.
If they were down multiple runs and you're looking for the home run, but you're just looking for the base hit or even looking to just have to get Caballero on to get up to Goldschmidt in the spot, like, you could have pinch hit for Rice there. If he did, I wouldn't have been upset. If he pinch hit for Rice there and made sure he used Rice and gave Rice an opportunity in the eighth inning, even if it wasn't for Wells, it wouldn't have made no sense to me. Only, not that pinch hitting for Caballero, why wouldn't you pinch hit for Wells? Like, that's the only thing that wouldn't make sense for me. Unless he's hoping he goes to Whitlock instead of, you're holding Wells in hopes he goes to Whitlock, which has kind of been their eighth inning guy, but they go right to Chapman considering he's got the two outs. So I guess that's probably the thought that he saved Rice instead of Wells because he saved Rice for Caballero because he thought there was a chance that they would go to Whitlock for Caballero, and then he absolutely would spring Rice, but they're not going to do that. He's not going to bring in Whitlock so you can take out Caballero to go to Rice. I think Boone knew that. Either Rice or Jazz in that spot for Caballero, either one. Why would you want that instead of Caballero up? So he was going to either allow Crochet to if Wells gets out, he's either allowing Crochet to finish that inning and face Caballero, or he's going to Chapman. He's not going to let you pull a lefty there. So that's why you got to use him as Wells. That's why you got to pinch hit him with Wells. But if they go to Chapman and he still decides to pinch hit Rice, I wouldn't have been mad at it, but I would have been screaming, why the hell not do it for Wells then? Like, so you pinch hit him for Wells. Nunzio in Cape Coral, Florida. What's up, Nunzio?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you, buddy? Good morning.
I'm good, thank you. You know, bringing in Weaver in the seventh inning there, his ERA is like 6-something when he comes in the seventh. I'm not even
You're
the
a third person.
Player.
You are the third person to tell me that Weaver has really bad numbers in the seventh inning. Like, that is completely random. Like, because people say, I'd rather pitch him in the eighth or ninth because he's got better numbers in the eighth or ninth. So you're telling me that it's not necessarily the leverage of the seventh inning. It's just for some reason he hates the number seven? Like, you're the third person to mention that stat. Two people on Twitter and now you. What the hell's the difference? What is ER? It's either late and close. Like, it's the situation. It's not the seventh inning. Why? Because maybe for some random reason he had two really bad outings in the seventh, so his ERA is crazy. That is a complete random, nonsensical stat. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to belittle you, Nunzio. I get what you're trying to say. But I can't imagine putting any real stock into the idea of, I'd rather pitch him in the eighth or ninth. I can't pitch him in the seventh because he's got bad numbers in the seventh. Like, that matters. Ninth matters compared to others.
Yeah. I'm a Mets fan. These managers, these analytic guys, do they lose their jobs? Like, who are these analytic guys? Don't they go with their gut, the manager, to leave Fried in there and let him pitch?
But see, I hate this idea. What if his gut was to go to Weaver? How do you know what Boone's gut was? That's your gut. Your gut, Nunzio, was to stick with Fried. And maybe, and obviously, hindsight, couldn't have gone worse. So I wish we would have went with your gut, Nunzio. How do you know what his gut is? Maybe his gut is, I haven't seen Max Fried go over 102. He's lost the outside corner. He's put on base runners in every inning, and the last thing I want is a rally. I'm going to bring in Fried, give them a new look, right-handed batters give these right-handed batters instead of the third time against Fried, who's now thrown 102 and had rallies in every inning. I'm going to give him Weaver and give him a different look, and I trust Weave. Maybe that was Boone's gut.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, look at this. The great Nick Totoro is on the phone. Nick, what's going on, man? How are you? Rough night.
Yeah, really rough night. Really, just I keep going over this game over and over and over. I heard that you didn't have a problem with Boone.
Correct. With DeFreed, I have multiple problems with Boone in the game. I have a problem with Boone pinch putting Jazz back in the field in the eighth inning for no reason, which then allows that spot to come up in the eighth instead of Rosario, the right-handed hitter. And I have a real problem with not pinch hitting Rice for Wells in the eighth when Freed's out of the game, and that's the reason why Wells was in the game to catch Freed. So those two things I have a major problem with. This has been me as a baseball fan. I think he put Weaver in a position to be successful. There's one out. It's the bottom of the order. Go get two outs.
Yeah, but it's not the same Weaver as last year, buddy. It's just not the same guy. He doesn't have the same conviction, and his body language, even that at bat, he could not put that guy away. 0-2.
Yeah.
He could not put that guy, and as soon as that guy got on, you knew they were in trouble. And then once the other guy got a hit, then they had to face the guy that has killed them, this Matsusaka, whatever his name is. Yoshida, whatever, yeah. And I mean, here's the thing. Freed's pitching the shutout, dude.
Yeah.
Let him finish the inning.
And well, let me give you my thought, because I'm not saying that that isn't a valid, like, I think this is debatable. I am not saying, oh, he did the 100% right thing. You got to take Freed out. I get it. I do. But here's my point. One, yes, he's pitching a shutout. He's had runners on in every inning since the third. He has to battle out of multiple runner-on jams in the fourth and the fifth. Like, he's consistently put runners on. At that point, you're going batter to batter with him. I would think even you would say that, Nick. You don't just give him the inning no matter what. You're going batter to batter. How can I be sure that when he's put on a runner in every inning since the third, that I'm going to get a clean rest of that inning? And the last thing I want to do is bring in a Weaver or a Cruz or whoever else out of the bullpen that I don't trust with runners on. I want to give my bullpen a chance to have a clean. He's got one out, nobody on, the 8-9 hitters, as opposed to Freed putting a runner on and then having to go to them with a runner on. I'd rather give them the chance to be successful. And I feel like nobody on is the better chance for them, despite Weaver not being what he was last year. I got to trust them at some point. Like, what are the Yankees going to accomplish this year if Weaver is someone I can't pitch?
Well, that's the problem.
That's
the problem. But the problem is Freed is a better pitcher than Weaver. And I trust. So he had runners on. So he got squeezed on a lot of pitches, too, I understand. I mean, from my angle, I don't know.
No, he did.
But if you think about the runners he had on, and none of it was really hard hit balls all night. Nothing.
Agreed. But that doesn't change the high leverage pitch that he has to throw to get out of the jam. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're right. He wasn't giving up hard hit balls, and a couple of them were squeezed. He did kind of lose command of the left side of the plate against right-handed hitters. That outside corner that he was kind of dotting in the first couple innings, he's kind of lost it in the last couple. But it's not even just.
He deserved to finish that inning.
He
deserved to win or lose that game. Listen, Weaver this year, for whatever reason, the injury, and maybe his arm, maybe he's a one-hit wonder. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's not the same guy. I don't have the same. I understand your thinking. One out, nobody on. It's a clean inning. I get it, but I don't trust him. I've seen too many times lately where he's.
Right.
I mean, Devin Williams has been better in the eighth inning
because he didn't have. And they have Devin Williams set up for the eighth.
Yeah, that's fine. But Let's get through the seventh, man. At the bottom of the – let him get two more outs. And if he has first and second, I understand. But I just I just don't like pulling a guy with a shutout.
I get it.
You look at Cora. You look at Cora. He was
that's
waiting.
That's not the same thing, though. I'm sorry, Nick. This is another one that bothers me here on this because I think your point is absolutely valid. You could absolutely stick with your ace. I think that's completely fair. I just put it more on Weaver than I do the manager's decision, but I get what you're saying. But what bothers me is when you say you look across the aisle and see what they did. He retired 17 consecutive hitters. Like the I just told you what Max Fried had done the last few innings, and squeezed a little bit. Blue pit here. Walk. But he retired 17 consecutive hitters throwing 100 miles an hour, and Max Fried is pitching out of jams. I don't know. Like, you were at the ballpark, I'm assuming, right? You're at the game?
Yeah.
When the Yankees are up, did you even get out of your seat? Was sitting there. I score the games because I'm a lunatic and a strikeout. It's the easiest inning. Every time that Fried's on the mound, I got my heart in my throat because every inning there's a big time jam. It's not like they were pitching the same game. I know they were batching zeros, but they weren't pitching the same game from the third inning on.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. They're different type of pitchers.
Yes.
One guy is a power pitcher.
Right.
One guy, you know, blows you away. Max is more of a pitcher's pitcher. You know what I mean? So he had some traffic. I get you. But he weaved through all of it. He weaved through, and I'm just saying, let him, you know, unless he said, I'm done, and I can't go anymore.
Which he did not. He did not. In the postgame, he said, after the sixth and the double play, Boone went to him and said, I need you to give me one more. Pretty much that's the conversation. Duran's leading off next inning. I need you to give me one more. And he just said, okay. And then, but when asked in the post game, he was like, no, I mean, listen, I felt good. I could have given the manager as much as he asked of me, but he only asked me for one more hitter.
Yeah, and then here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you pitch? And I've said it. A-Rod said it. A lot of people have said it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It's a no-brainer. One-run game is way different than a two-run game.
Yeah.
And that guy is a Yankee killer. I know the guy. I'm friends with him.
Bregman?
He is a professional assassin.
Yeah.
You do not pitch to Bregman there. That was so stupid.
Yeah.
Come on.
No.
You don't pitch to him there, buddy.
I get you. You got Lowe coming up next, the left-handed hitter who smoked the ball in his first at-bat. Judge, I think you had a strike on Bregman at the time. Bregman's been sick and away from the team and hadn't done anything earlier in the game. And they got a single, but a K... He walked and got a single last two times. I hear you. I think that's questionable with your closer on the mound. Like, you know, closers typically don't walk guys. They go after guys, and it's a right-handed pitcher versus a left-handed pitcher on deck. But you're not right. You're not wrong with his track record. It's open for debate. I don't think you have to, but it's open for debate.
Yeah.
And you're right. It changes the entire complexion of the bottom of the ninth. That extra run is a killer because if they have because the minute Goldschmidt gets on, you pinch run Dominguez. There's no need to down two because he's not the tying run. You pinch run Dominguez and maybe with the bases loaded, you'd score on that Jazz sacrifice fly to right field.
No, but I mean, you know what? You pinch run for Goldschmidt anyway.
No.
That's a no-brainer.
No.
That's a no-brainer.
I disagree with you, Nick. Why are you going to pinch run for him?
Because you want speed.
Why?
You
for
want
a run
somebody
that doesn't
that
matter.
Run
it's a run that doesn't matter. It's a run that doesn't matter. And what if I tie the game and now I don't have him at first base? I got to put Rice in at first base and I lose him as a possible pinch hit in any scenario and in any at-bat the rest of the game. There's no reason to. That run doesn't mean anything. That run doesn't. So what? Say you pinch run him Dominguez and Dominguez scores on the sacrifice fly. The Yankees lose 4-2. You feel any better? The Yankees lose 3-2. You feel any better?
Like
it doesn't matter.
No, I don't feel any better about that.
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, there's no reason to pinch run
for him. What about not getting one at bat tonight? That's ridiculous.
Nah, it's frustrating.
Not one at bat.
It's frustrating. I have no problem I have no problem not playing him because I think, you know, Goldschmidt got two hits and you got to catch Wells if that's what the pitcher's more comfortable with. But I don't disagree. He had to pitch hit for Wells in the eighth inning. Major mistake from Boone. Major mistake. Boone had a couple of real doozies. I don't disagree with you. And again, I think you have a fair argument. Anybody does. You stick with your ace. It's not rocket science. I get it. I just happen to feel that there were signs of him kind of fading a little bit and losing some control. And he's put on runners in every inning. I can't assume he's going to get through that eighth inning clean.
You could never assume.
Well,
but sometimes you just got to go with a feeling, a gut feeling that you go.
Yeah, but maybe Boone's gut was to go to Weaver.
Do you think it was his gut or it was scripted? Come on.
Well,
they pre-script
scripted?
Everything.
What's scripted?
What?
Yeah, because people say that. What's scripted? That Durant's going to lead off the seventh, go out. Like, that's some script if they knew exactly who was going to lead off the seventh and who to pitch in the eighth, like, in the rest of the inning. Like, you don't know exactly how it's going to go. Sure, if he's over 100 pitches and we're in the seventh inning, we like him for this lane and everything. That's absolutely true. But,
well, but Boone made a statement like said he was only going to go six. Why would you say that?
Only going to go six?
Yeah, I heard him say it.
I don't think I'm
going to let him get one hitter. Why don't you just let him go batter to batter? What do you mean you're going to let him get just one hitter?
Because if you put a runner on, the bullpen's in a tougher spot with a one-run game. That's why. That's why. You don't have to like it. I hear you. I can understand any Yankee fan who doesn't.
As a Yankee fan, come on, you don't trust. You can't tell me you trust that bullpen.
I don't.
That's what this.
I don't. And I certainly don't trust it. I certainly don't trust it with a runner on. That's my argument. I don't trust it with a runner on, and he's put a runner on in every inning, including with two outs, multiple times with two outs. He gets the first two outs, and then he can't get the guys out. He walks and gives up a double. He walks and gives up a single, both times in the fourth and fifth inning with two outs. Like, I hear what you're saying.
He didn't give up a run.
But then I'm putting Weaver into that position, possibly.
Don't put Weaver in at all.
Well, who am I putting in?
Don't put him in at all.
If Devin Williams blows it, you're going to be like, well, at least Devin Williams was good the last five outings. You're going to say, Devin Williams has killed us all year. You'll put out a great funny video and we'll all laugh at it. But, like, that's what you're going to say. No matter who blows it, you're going to be mad, Nick. No matter who blows it, you're going to be pissed off and you're going to blame Aaron Boone. Like, that's how it works.
I'm not saying it's all on Boone. I don't know who gives him the orders. I don't know what they do. I mean, and listen, come on, think about it. You think it's all him? It can't all be him.
No, I think they
can't all be him.
No, I don't. I think that decision, I think they talk about what they want to do, and then it's up to Boone to do it. I think the lineup is discussed every day with heavy input from other people, but it's his lineup to write. That's how I think. I don't think anyone's on the phone. I don't think Aaron Boone got a call saying, listen, after Fried gets Duran, you go into the bullpen, you go into Weaver. Like, I don't think that's what happens. I think they have discussions, and they do have plans necessarily. But, again, I put it on the reliever.
At this point, I'm gonna go with my eyes and what I've seen from Weaver, and even you brought up Devin Williams.
Yeah.
Devin Williams has been effective in the eighth inning a lot more than Weaver has been.
No doubt.
And so, you know, if I can get Fried through seven, then you want to start with Williams in the eighth, so be it.
But at
least let him finish that inning. Just let him finish that. He deserved to win. Right, why throw him out there? Why bring him out there for one hitter? It makes no sense.
Because Duran looked bad against him, and he's got it's the lefty batter, and then you have the right-handed guys for Weaver. Like,
did anybody, like, hit the ball really hard on him all night? I'm telling you, I was there.
No, I know.
It was like nothing.
No, I get
it. They didn't do nothing. The minute Weaver came in, you know, he couldn't get anybody out.
I agree.
You know, listen, you got to treat that game like it's a game seven. This ridiculous three-game set, this is game seven. There's no thinking about tomorrow because there is no tomorrow.
Well, now there isn't.
Basically, they're on life support now.
Yeah, I'm still confident, though. I feel good. I feel good about these two games. I do. I feel good about Rodon on the mound, and then I don't even know who's pitching for the Red Sox necessarily on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, if you get it to a game three, I like our chance.
Yeah.
If you get it.
This was more about the offense, though. Don't you think? They got bases loaded, nobody out in the ninth. They got the first two runners. Like, we could quibble about this argument. One run's not going to cut it.
I know that. And, I mean, listen, that's their M.O. They get you all excited, and they don't drive the run in. I mean, when Big G didn't come through there, and he always does, you know, that was the killer.
No, it was a killer.
I mean, how you don't score there is they were, you know, jumping on Chapman right away.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, listen, they got him. They got him a base hit away maybe from tying in, if not winning the freaking game.
Yeah.
So it was disheartening to go down that way, but it just didn't feel right. I don't know. Something in the air just smelled really rotten. It's a really bad loss. I hope you're right. I hope they bounce back.
Yeah, listen, I'm confident in it. Rodon's been great all year. They've won 18 games with him on the mound. They're at home. I know Bello is a good pitcher and has pitched well against the Yankees, but I got to believe in this offense stepping up. Rice is going to be out there. Jazz is going to be out there. Like, let's go score some runs and win a baseball game. They've won 18 of them behind Carlos Rodon. Go get it, and then they're in good position for game number three. The series isn't over. They lost the game against one of the best pitchers in baseball, completely shut them down.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. I hear you. I just, I'm just,
I hear you. Look, and again, I know I hear what you're saying, Nick, and I appreciate it. And I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm really not. I'm not telling you you're wrong.
No,
no,
I get it.
I just,
There
is a right or wrong. Sometimes in this scenario, as much as I think you could absolutely stick with the pitcher, and I know I'm in the minority. I know I am. I know everybody. Certainly after he gives up the runs, everybody.
I had a guy sitting behind me was like you. He's sitting there with a poker face and. He was like, he was like, he thought it was the right move, and I didn't like it.
No, I get it.
He had a shutout going. He's your number one. You wouldn't be in the situation if you didn't have him. Let me ask you something. If that was Gerrit Cole out there,
yeah,
okay, mm-hmm. Just for argument's sake, think about it. Gerrit Cole, one out in a seven.
Yeah.
All right, 99-100. You think Gerrit Cole's coming out of that game? No way. Freaking way. No way Cole is coming out of that pitch. Now, maybe he's not. Maybe not as monstrous.
I was just going to ask you, if you think Boone manages, by the numbers or whatever, why wouldn't he take out Cole?
Because Cole might tell him, don't take me out.
I mean, maybe Max Fried could have been more, demonstrative about that. But
maybe that's not his personality. A guy's a good team guy.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
He needed a couple of more outs. He was up to getting it.
Yeah, no.
You could see in his face, he looked very.
Oh, of course.
He looked so distraught.
Of course, we all did.
Because, in a matter of seconds, the guy ruined the game.
No.
He worked hard all night.
He couldn't get a freaking out, not a single out. Like, that's, and again, that's why I blame him, man. He's got to come in and be better. He's got an 0-2 count, an 0-2 count on the 8 hitter, and he has an 11-pitch walk, and he throws non-competitive, change-ups in the dirt and fastball 6 feet off the plate.
That tells you something right there. That tells you you can't trust him. That tells you, right now, I have no faith in him.
I get it.
I really have very little faith in him.
I know, but...
I don't understand.
I get it.
It's not last year. Last year, he was a different dude.
You want to win the World Series. And this is my other point. John Flaherty said this in the post game a little bit. I understand you need to win this game and the next game and get out of this series and get to the next one if you want to win the World Series. But, we're getting to, the bullpen's in a point where, we don't care about winning the wild card. No one's going to hang a banner or have a parade because they beat the Boston Red Sox. You got to win a championship. How are they going to get through a playoff here and get to the World Series and win if you're telling me that there's, two relievers I trust to throw? It's just not going to work. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Weaver has to be better or they're not going to win anything. So it doesn't, I get it. You got to manage for the moment. I get it. You want to win this game and you got to win this game to win the next one to get to the next series and the next series. But if Weaver is someone I can't pitch when it's the bottom of the order with one or went out already handed to him, well, what the hell are we going to win?
I know, but you got to remember, this is a short, short series.
I get it.
So you got to sometimes eliminate having a 7th, 8th, 9th guy. That's overrated. You got a pitcher that's pitching lights out. He's pitching lights out. They only went to one reliever because they had their stud out there. Okay. Well, this is our stud.
Yeah.
So do you want to go, treat it like a regular game and just go to Weaver? No, I don't have that faith. He hasn't shown me that.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't shown me that. That's all I'm saying. Why go to him? I mean, I have more faith in Devin Williams right now. I'm sad to say it, but that's the truth.
That's
the truth of what I've seen.
No, Nick, I don't disagree with you. I get it. Weaver certainly has not been last year. I think to me it's him, Bednar, and Williams are the three guys I trust the most. I mean, that's just, you got him for those last couple outs, you got Williams for the 8th, you got Bednar for the 9th. I mean, that is kind of the game plan.
Think about last year, game one. Weaver's lights out, he pitches the 9th. He doesn't come back for the 10th to close that game. And that was absurd. Then you go to Jake Cutler. I mean, come on. This is the first game in the world. It's the first game of a three. You got to treat these games different. You got to go with who you trust.
But I think they trust. Well, what are the analytics telling you? You say he's not the same pitcher. His numbers stink. Well, what do the analytics say? They have to trust some guy. They trust Weaver because he's had a track record with them of being a good reliever, and they don't have anybody else to trust more than him. What analytics told you to put Weaver in that spot?
I'm not in that department.
I know. We just throw the word analytics out there because we hate it, and we want to blame everything for it.
Because I know that these nerds, that they're throwing around, and they're coming up with these scenarios. We're going to have this guy in the 7th. We're going to have that guy in the 8th.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
No, listen.
Come on. I mean, I...
Nick, I hear you, man. And thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Listen, I'm not saying you're wrong.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
And win tomorrow. Win later tonight.
Okay,
They're back in the driver's seat. It's not over, Nick. It's not over.
All right. I need to do.
That's it. Get back. Go on a subway. Go on a subway and scream, "Boston sucks."
I already did that. I know you did. I don't need to do it again.
I know you did. All right. Have a good one, Nick. Take care, man.
Take care, pal.
Yep. All right, Nick Totoro. Look, I do get it. I just tend to blame the player. I don't think Weaver. I trust Weaver enough. I trust Leiter enough. I trust every reliever in that pen enough to get those two outs without giving up two runs. Like, that's a spot that your guys have to come through on. Bottom line, you want to win the World Series? You want to win this series? Weaver's not a guy you just can't throw. Like, it's just not going to happen. Could they have done it this night without throwing him? Sure. But are they going to win the World Series without throwing him? No, they're not. And no one's hanging a wild card banner. Like, you want to get Weaver going. You get him there. He gets the two outs. You feel good about yourself. You go to the next guy. They win the freaking game. He's got to get the outs. That was not a position where Weaver can't be successful. The manager put him in a position to be extremely successful, and he blew it. And I just have a feeling that Fried is going to put a runner on, and then I'm coming in and I'm putting Weaver in a less successful position. That's how I would have viewed it. Is I got my out. I got the lefty I wanted, who looked bad against Fried all night. That's the guy I wanted. He has put on runners in every single inning. If he puts on a runner here, I'm screwed. If he puts on a runner here, I'm in trouble. Let me give Weaver a clean inning. That's how I view it. You could have kept. I wouldn't have argued if you kept in the ace. Obviously, I wouldn't have quibbled at all if they went batter to batter. He, as Nick Totoro put it, which I think is fair, he earned that. He earned that trust if you wanted to give it to him. But I'm not going to kill the manager for putting a reliever in a spot where he's got to get the job. I'm just not. I know many are. I'm not going to. I'll kill him for the other things he did in this game that made no sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your friends pretend they know sports. WFAN actually does. Get smarter, louder, and way more annoying at watch parties. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Oh yeah, 3:44. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. We're breaking down last night's loss for the New York Yankees. They had a 1-0 lead in the seventh. Aaron Boone pulled Max Fried after getting the first out of the seventh, and that was that, as Weaver could not get an out. Faced three batters. Walk, double single, as Sogard went to second base on, and we haven't talked a lot about that. Judge was good in this game. I mean, Judge gets the two hits in the two innings where they rallied. He had a 3-1 pitch against Crochet where it was a cutter and he just missed it and got underneath it and struck out on another pitch. But ultimately, you know, 2-for-4, two hard hit singles, set up rallies. But his arm is an issue. His arm is an issue, and they're going to test it. And not just the Red Sox. If they're lucky enough to move on, whoever else they play will test it. It is a problem. They have a right fielder right now in Aaron Judge who you don't feel very confident in throwing the baseball. And you could see what happens. They take that extra base, it costs them a run. Costs them a run. You could argue that Rosario is playing in a different spot at double play depth. You know, you could that maybe they're he's playing more up the middle, and that's a double play, hard hit double play. As a like, who knows? That might have changed the complexion of the whole game, taking second base there. I mean, obviously it did. That second run scores on the base hit, but they might not have given up a run if they're playing double play depth there. Maybe Rosario's more up the middle. So that is a tough play. And again, I know that we'll get just to the calls. Main focus has been Aaron Boone's decisions. 888-808-1019 as it is. You know why? Because they lost. So Aaron Boone's decisions are on the docket. Joseph in Boston. What's up, Joseph?
All right. I'm calling from Boston here. You got a great show there. We get the signal up here. The fans.
Oh, look. You can't buy tickets to the ballpark, but you can listen to our radio station.
Yeah,
that's good.
I wouldn't buy tickets to the ballpark anyway. You can't get tickets up here. Boston is the most expensive venue in the league. Yeah. Just to go to a regular season game this year. For a family of four is $800 to $1,000. They got 12 different prices in a 3-day system. You can't. The tickets are impossible in Boston.
Yeah.
They're bankrupt. New York has better prices than them. What I'm going to get into is I'll tell you right now. I think the Yankees are going to win this. I'm going to get everybody excited down. I hope the Yankees do win. I don't really like the Red Sox. I don't like the way they operate. But I tell you why I think the Yankees are going to win. Bello hasn't been pitching that good lately. He's going to get hammered tonight in New York. And you could take that to the bank. Now, if they win tonight, which I expect they could, they're basically going to pull a bull game. Giolito got injured. You heard about that.
Yes.
He had, that's what the killer. That, if he was in there, then they might have a chance. But basically, they're going to pull a bullpen game on Thursday like they did over the weekend against Detroit. They're probably going to start Early. His name is Early.
Yes.
He's one of the people. Early. He's been pitching good. Lately, it's going to be basically a bullpen game, and they're not going to survive that. If that after goes that, they're not going to survive because he's just inexperienced, but he's been pitching good. He came over when they got rid of, sent him up to San Francisco. They got a couple of good guys. That was one of the best moves the Red Sox ever made.
Oh,
he didn't want to play first base for us.
Devers,
he didn't want to do nothing for us.
I was dancing on the Red Sox graves when they traded.
I think
Devers.
They got a couple of good players about them. But I want to talk about something about Judge.
Yes.
Judge that nobody brings out, and I'm going to bring this out. Judge. he's a great regular season. He does fantastics. But the Red Sox have won the title four year times in the last 20 years. But what I'm going to get into is Judge, because a couple of years ago, he played against Houston, okay? Remember, I don't know if you remember the series a couple of years ago against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He was virtually invisible. against the Dodgers. They had a five-run lead in the fifth game yesterday. He was virtually invisible in the World Series, and he's virtually invisible. He's got to start hitting a couple home runs. Well, he does tremendous work, I noticed, in the regular season. But when it comes to the playoffs, he just doesn't get the big hit.
Judge got two hits in this game.
I understand that,
he's got to hit the ball out of the ballpark, otherwise he's a bum.
He seems to have trouble in the playoffs. Do you remember the sweep against Houston a couple of years ago?
Yeah, he was terrible in that series.
That's right. Yeah. He does great in the regular season. The playoffs seem to be a whole different thing.
He's got to deliver. You're not breaking any news. All right, he struggled over the playoffs the last couple of years. You're making it sound like you just created a talking point. Like, we all know it. But last night, he got two hits. Like, what do you want from the dude? Like, he's got to hit the ball out of the ballpark, or otherwise he's a bum. He got two hits. He gets the two biggest hits of both those innings. That's what sets up the rally, that second hit. You get Goldschmidt getting on, and then you get that second hit that sets up the rally. What do you want Judge to do? He hit the ball 100-plus miles an hour on a bullet base hit. He's got to do more than that? Like, he didn't hit the big home run. I get it, but, like, he's got, you know. He went 2-for-4 yesterday. He went 2-for-4 last night. Let's see what he does tonight. Hopefully he gets more than two games to have a postseason here and see what he is. But off of one game, like, Judge isn't the issue right now. Judge got two hits last night. We were complaining because you keep bringing up that series, the sweep in 22. You want to know how many games he had two hits? Last year we complained about the World Series. He struck out 15 times of his first 18 at bats in the World Series. He got two hits last night. Frank and Brick, what's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up, Chris? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
You stole a little bit of my thunder towards when you got into some other stuff, but the pitching stuff, yeah, that could have gone either way. You know what I mean? I get it. Bring Weaver in with nobody on. Let Fried go. But, like, the big thing there, too, was, like you said, Fried lost that corner bad, really bad, you know?
I thought so. Watching
he was on the edge.
Yeah. I thought so.
You know,
he was missing. He wasn't just missing by a little. Yeah, there were a couple of times in the game where he had, you know, a strike three on the catcher.
On
the catcher, Navarez, and it was a walk. Like, there's no doubt. There was a couple times he got squeezed, and they said it on the broadcast. Do you think maybe because he's missing so badly that on the one time he hits it, he doesn't get the call? He was making non-competitive pitches. How many times did he throw that pitch far and away and then, like, give that disgusted look and turn around? Like, yeah, I don't.
Oh, no.
I can't tell you how many people are saying to me, look, you know, Crochet was in the same spot. Cora was in the same spot and kept with his ace.
No.
That guy pitched 17 consecutive batters. Max Fried was having trouble throwing strikes for a little bit and got into trouble. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. It's not the same thing. That's not to say that you can't make the argument to trust your ace. You can make that argument. But don't tell me, the one thing I don't want to hear is, well, Cora did it, why didn't Boone? Not the same thing. Not close to the same thing. They weren't pitching the same way. Despite the idea that he didn't give up a run and Crochet did on the solo home run, since the third inning, everybody got on for the Red Sox. Nobody got on for the Yankees. It was completely two different performances. Sorry. And I love Max Fried. He did a great job. He did a great job. He threw 6 1/3 shutout innings. You can't do better. But let's not act like he was mowing them down the way Crochet was. It's not the same thing. Paul in Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Chris, you don't need to mow him down. You need to get him out. Now, you're going to disagree with what I say, but please let me talk. Don't cut me off.
When do I cut anybody off?
Between Max Fried, Gerrit Cole, and Carlos Rodon, the Yankees pay $88 million per annum to three pitchers who they have no faith in. Aaron Boone could not wait to take his ace, now Max Fried, you join a club called the Fake Aces. Fake Aces make money like aces, but they aren't trusted like aces because they don't pitch seven innings like aces. So he couldn't wait to take fake ace Max Fried out. And Max Fried didn't fight to stay in the game, didn't do a damn thing. The man had gotten squeezed the inning before, lost that hitter because he was pissed off, then induces a double play, takes care of the next inning's first batter like he was some chump, went right through him. Wow. And Aaron Boone, that
two strikes, he hit a bullet to first base.
I don't care how good Boone managed this regular season. He managed great. This was fireable. This was fireable. The only people dumber than Aaron Boone was the broadcast. In the ninth inning, when Hill comes in, Carl Rambert says, "You think it might have been a bad idea to take out Max Fried?" Yeah. Finally, in the ninth inning, I hear it from you dopes at ESPN.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. The idea
oh,
that,
my God.
The idea that they didn't make it a talking point until the ninth inning is pretty ridiculous, yes.
I mean, what the hell was David Cone doing?
Yeah, I know. I don't,
holy Christ. I mean, they get the Three Stooges to broadcast the game.
Yeah, no, that was... I don't know how they didn't mention it, especially as it was what
and
was
just
unfolding.
Before I go, Chris, just advice to Aaron Boone. If Carlos Rodon is in the sixth inning or seventh inning tonight and he's got no runs against him, hasn't had a hard hit ball the whole night, just a couple Punch and Judy singles, for God's sakes, leave him in the game. But at least, Chris, at least they haven't seen our closer yet. Oh, wait, they have seen our closer.
What's that? Oh, they have seen the closer.
At,
yeah. Well, I mean,
at least they haven't seen Bednar. No, wait, they have seen Bednar. Well, so we don't have that advantage. Their closer just threw genius.
Their closer just threw 24 pitches and
yeah, they won the game, Chris.
Well, we'll see. Now we'll see what the matchup is. Let's see how it goes. And hopefully Carlos Rodon doesn't go that extra bit and give up a 2-run home run, because God knows that'll be Boone's fault if he does.
Hey, well, God knows we don't pay to Rodon enough money to try.
I'm sorry. I understand. No, they get paid a lot of money. I get it. They get paid a lot of money. You got to get the outs. That's how I view it. But I hear what you're saying. I don't think it's a fireable offense. Losing the series might be. And if that's what loses them the series, then vis-a-vis, then yeah, it's a fireable offense. I think losing the series is worthy of being of making a change at the manager. I do. Because eventually, I can tell you why the decision didn't bother me that much. I can tell you why. It doesn't matter. He's got to be right. He's got to be right. And last night he wasn't right. I can tell you everything, why I understand it, how it's not his fault that it's on Weaver. Bottom line is, he's got to be right because they've got to win. He wasn't right. He was wrong. I have a hard time killing him for it when he put in his reliever in a position to be successful. He's got to go out there and get outs. Bottom line, if they get the outs, we're not having this conversation. We're not having this conversation if they get the outs. If Weaver comes in and strikes out Rafaela instead of walking him after having him 0-2, we're not having this debate. We're not having it. Kevin in Queens. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Chris. Great job tonight. I'll be real quick. I know you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
The debate about keeping Fried in or not, it can go on forever.
Yeah.
My opinion, real quick, number 8 hitter, it's 0-2 against him the whole night. Give him a chance to get him out. Mm-hmm. If he gets him out, then you go to 9. You know, he didn't. We know how it goes. In the 7th inning on, it's where the game is lost. When they got the 2 runners on, defensively, bringing in the infield with no force play and 1 out was a huge mistake. The Red Sox are going to score a run 2nd and 3rd with 1 out, most likely. You got to keep that runner on 2nd base off of 3rd base, which is a huge blunder by Boone right there.
Wait, one more time?
It made no sense. The 2nd and 3rd, once they brought Weaver in, and then it's 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah. And it was 2nd and 3rd,
Yankees, I know they want to stay out of a big inning, but at that point of the game,
I don't think the infield was in.
He pulled them in. He pulled them in. They weren't.
I have to go back. I'm not sure. I don't think they were. I'll go back and watch. I don't think they were. But that was a bullet base hit. That's getting through the middle. That wasn't. Like I don't remember seeing the infield in. Maybe you're right, but that wasn't.
They were.
It wasn't like a ground ball that would have been. That wasn't a ground ball that would have got to 2nd base.
I'm not saying that.
The Yoshida base hit. You're talking about the Yoshida base hit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a base hit, though. I don't care what. I don't care where they have the infield. It's a base hit.
The run on 3rd is going to score no matter what. What I'm saying is we got to make sure that runner on 2nd.
I get you. I understand what you're saying.
But here's what ends up making the game.
Okay. Two things that I want to just tell you. One, I'm going to go back and watch, but Fliegelman's going back and watching now. He's telling me that Rosario 100% was not in.
So there was one infielder in. Caballero was in at third.
Oh, Caballero was in at third, and the rest of them were playing back. Yeah, and then, so...
I don't have a great view of Volpe, but Rosario's playing back, and Volpe, maybe if anything, looks in between.
Yeah.
He's definitely on the dirt.
I don't remember... they had a conversation about whether to play him in or not, and he said, no, you play him back, and that's what I thought they did. And that's a base hit up the middle anyway. Like, that wasn't about infield positioning. I hear what you're saying. They should have kept the infield. I don't disagree with you. That runner from second, I'll allow the tie game. You're 100% right. I am not bringing the infield in. I want the infield back. I am playing to hopefully keep the tie. 100% agree. But as far as I remember, I think Boone did that. And the base hit, it wasn't like a ground ball that would have been to second that got past. Like, that was just a bullet up the middle. It's a terrible pitch. So while I agree with you, I think Boone did it. And two, I don't think it mattered.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.